Hey, it's the Ryan Man coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos release Randy Gregory in what some people would call a surprising move. I don't know if I would. He has not played well this year, has not lived up to the contract since we signed him. Played well okay last year, I guess, when he started off the season. But clearly, he was brought in before Sean Payton. We have younger players playing well now. He obviously was not in there in crunch time against the Bears. It was Nick Bonito and Jonathan Cooper in there. We get Baron Browning back this week, and it just made sense to probably move on from Randy Gregory. I don't like the cap hit, $22 million of dead money, but he just wasn't performing up to par in terms of what we expected when we paid him that big contract. That is game record contract money, and that was not happening. So it makes sense to move on from him now, send a message to the team, hey, if we continue not to produce in certain areas, we'll move on to the next man that can. So I don't mind the move. Like I said, I mind the dead money involved with the move, but I think it's a bold statement. I think it comes at the right time, right before we play the Jets. Obviously, still a bit of a little rivalry game with Nathaniel Hackett on the Jets. Zach Wilson discovered how to play quarterback last week. So it's going to be a different game than I think we thought it was going to be on the schedule after Aaron Rodgers got hurt. And I think it was a good time to send a message. Our defense needs to light up this week, and we need to have the players on the field that are going to light it up. We should get Justin Simmons back this week. We should go ahead and get Purcell back at nose tackle. The only thing I was a little surprised with this week is saying Bassey, that played well in the preseason, came off the IR and we released him. I was a little surprised by that. I thought he played well in the preseason to maybe have a job in a reserve role for a nickel role, something like that. Ended up releasing him. That was a surprising move in my opinion. But, you know, once again, we're not there every day. The coaches are seeing what they're seeing. And I think Sean Payton's going to continue to make moves if the defense continues to struggle. But this one, you could kind of see it coming when he wasn't in there last week, like I said, against the Bears. And really, he hasn't been able to set the edge. He hasn't been able to get a decent pass rush most of the time. And really, when you have younger players playing well, it kind of fits in more with George Payton would do with the Vikings. Really, the Randy Gregory signing, some of the other stuff he's done, really doesn't fit to the mold that he used in Minnesota. So, hey, you know what? I like the mix of maybe signing free agents and then homegrowing our own draft picks and players that we bring in. Could be a good mix as long as George Payton and Sean Payton stay together. I think they're still figuring out whether that marriage is going to work or not. Early returns on it. Kind of mixed in terms of obviously getting the most out of the free agents that were already on the team that we had signed before Sean Payton got here. Some of the free agent signings this year haven't quite lived up to par yet. But the draft, I mean, Mims looks like he's going to be a star. We've gotten some good draft picks over the years. And, you know, you're going to miss on some. You're going to hit home runs on others. So we'll see what happens with the George Payton, Sean Payton marriage. But obviously this mark, Randy Gregory, is a kind of a big mark on George Payton's tenure with the Broncos. He was heavily involved with it. But hey, the Russell Wilson signing, if he continues to play like he's playing this year, as we thought, we're hoping he would play last year, it's going to look like a really good move once again that we brought Russell Wilson in and that George Payton went ahead and made that move. And I also heard something interesting in the last few days talking about the play of Russell Wilson and everything like that, that really giving him the deal before he took the field, there's been some rumors and some conjecture, I should say, that there have been some things that have come to light over the last year that possibly he was given that contract before he took the field because that's what the new ownership wanted and the head coach at the time, Nathaniel Hackett, before he took the field. And it wasn't necessarily George Payton. He wanted to wait until he took the field. And if there's any truth to that, then I don't know how much of you can hold last year over George Payton's head in terms of Russell Wilson having the rocky first year with Nathaniel Hackett. So that, hey, Russell Wilson's living up to the bill right now. So let's hope he continues to do that and has a strong game against the Jets. Randy Gregory, we always wish any ex-Bronco the best. Maybe he'll rebound somewhere else. But clearly did not work out in Denver. I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up back in Dallas or maybe a place like New England. Time will tell soon enough. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.